Congressional Democrats are calling for an ethics investigation into Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. They want to know more about a land deal between Zinke's family foundation and a project with ties to the oil and gas giant Halliburton. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports, newly surfaced emails are raising more questions.
Okay, this is a super complicated story, so bear with me. This week, Politico broke a story on the possibly unethical relationship between Zinke's family foundation and a proposed real estate development in his hometown of Whitefish, Montana.
With over 1,000 feet of Whitefish River frontage, the property is located next to the Veterans Peace Park.
That Veterans Peace Park isn't completed yet, but it's part of a long-term plan by the Zinke Family Foundation. The foundation owns the land and plans to build the park along with a public sledding hill and a skating pond. In the meantime, the surrounding area has become a wealthy tourism hotbed. The so-called 95 Caro project would be built right next to Zinke's planned park, along with some private properties he also owns, potentially jacking up the land value of both.
In an ever-changing Whitefish landscape, this property holds incredible potential.
The mixed-use real estate project would include a hotel, retail stores, and a microbrewery. The latter is something Zinke has long lobbied for. Here he is at a 2015 city council meeting.
It's not a bar. It's a microbrewery that closes at 8 o'clock. You can only consume 40 ounces in 24 hours.
In a nutshell, the deal between the foundation and 95 Caro would allow the developers to build a shared parking lot on the land owned by Zinke's family foundation. But critics like Craig Holman say 95 Caro is backed by an investment group that includes the head of oil and gas company Halliburton. Holman is with a public watchdog group, Private Citizen, and he says a real estate deal that involves an oil man and a public servant who manages millions of acres of oil-rich federal land raises serious ethical questions.
I mean, this is just unseemly for a government official, a cabinet official no less, to enter into a business relationship with those that he is regulating.
But here's where timing is everything. Zinke says he resigned from the foundation after becoming interior secretary, and now it's managed by his wife, Lola Zinke. However, emails from a public records request question that timing. They show Zinke was still in touch with 95 Caro's chief project developer, Casey Malmquist, 6 months after Zinke resigned from the foundation. In those emails, Malmquist tells Zinke, quote, "Our development project and your park plan are an absolute grand slam." For public watchdog Craig Holman, that's a smoking gun.
What this email suggests is that Ryan Zinke was not removed from negotiations of the project. Instead, we're seeing the 95 Caro project developers negotiating directly with Ryan Zinke.
But Interior spokesperson Heather Swift says Zinke responded to Malmquist in his personal time just to give him background information. She says the two men spoke about the history of the park and the work that had gone into it before Zinke's resignation. Developer Casey Malmquist backs up that narrative. Furthermore, he says when it comes to this land deal, the tie between Zinke and Halliburton chief David Lazar is purely circumstantial.
This is a typical development scheme. I have several investors. Dave and I have done several projects over time. He just invests money. He's not operational in it. I'm the developer on this.
Malmquist also charges that the coverage of the land deal has been unfair.
I think it was taking a bunch of disparate facts and sort of linking them together in an unusual way. I mean, there's an old phrase my father used to use that I've used several times in life is when you see hoof prints, you know, think horses, not zebras. And I think in this case, they were seeing zebras.
But ranking House Democrats don't believe they're seeing zebras. On Thursday afternoon, they requested a federal ethics investigation into the land deal. They also uncovered more emails. Those communications show that Zinke met with Malmquist and Halliburton chief David Lazar at his office. This meeting happened in August of last year, months after Zinke resigned from his family foundation. Those documents do not show whether they spoke about the 95 Caro project. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.